Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogo.
Well, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How are you today? So glad to be here with you. And for many of you that are still living by the Gregorian calendar, this is indicated to be your day of labor, your Labor Day. I don't know how many of you have done the research on how that day was created, but I think that you should. You know, there are quite a few people that, you know, kind of got jostled around and hassled by labor organizations, et cetera, in finally deciding if the incredible beings that are responsible for all these wonderful products that we have should have a celebration and organize. And, you know, when you start going back and reading the history of these things, it's like amazing that to come together and to support each other has to bring so much chaos, violence, and confusion before we can agree to agree. Isn't that something? But of course, you know, when people are coming out of war-torn areas and have been at war most of their life, or their parents have been at war, grandparents, etc., then obviously it appears as though to have anything requires a scrimmage, aggression, and opposition. And that is a program. That is a real brainwashing and a program. So I do want to bring that to your attention, that you want to pay attention to the fact that you don't have to have aggression and conflict before you can agree on what it is that you want for yourself or for others. You don't have to do that, okay? But you have to use a different area of the brain to get that done. So as you know, that's all I talk about is the brain, the brain, the brain. Learning about the brain and learning how to use it more efficiently, I was able to save the life of my physical body. I was able to save the life of my physical body. I've been able, since I've been using my brain, to retard my aging process, whatever that is. Okay, the body only ages because you tell it to do that. And so therefore, I discovered that every cell in our body has a capacity to be immortal. And just like anything else, the body needs to be signaled to turn those qualities on also. So it's really interesting. We get a big head start here and a jump start here on planet Earth. But there's some things that develop to a level, and unless your will is used to provoke the remainder of your evolution, it doesn't happen. Isn't that amazing? So today is my Q&A day. Okay, I don't do that very often. So I tell you, if you have questions, I definitely have answers, and if I don't, I'm definitely a person who will tell you right away, I don't have the answer right now, but together we can find out anything. So again, you can reach me for any questions that you have or concerns. Please call 347-215-9537, 347-215-9537. Now, many of you who are accustomed to hanging out at the university website, that's right, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, And you do know that JUUL is an acronym. You know, I'm not being egocentric or self-centered. It is an acronym for an incredible state of awareness. And that state of awareness is being justifiably J, enchanted E, with W, enlightened E, living L, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. And obviously, most of us who love enlightened living, it's an enchantment. It's continuous, ongoing, and wonderful things happen when you allow your brain to think in terms of enlightenment. What does that mean? More information, more knowledge about yourself, more knowledge about all the things around you, cause those neurons composing your brain to fire, and they build up all this energy when they get this new information, and they then begin to do what? Secrete a chemistry into the blood along with an electrical charge that causes the blood to take on unique qualities. I'm telling you, the blood is the key. Now, I've said this over and over again, but most of you don't really get it. And why you don't get it is because you don't really know your anatomy and physiology. So over the years, as I was teaching my patients, over the decades, I recognized that their lack of knowledge of self, I mean literally physically, about the cell, the infrastructure of the cell, the relationship that cells have, how they're able to change their shape, their size, their function as needed. Most people don't know that about their tissues. Not at all. They have a very fixed, concretized, rigid perception of the tissues of their body and therefore themselves. And when you lock into a perception of yourself, you lock down the tissues, and the tissues then don't get a chance to change and adapt. So many people have problems in their lives with their tissues because the tissues are just fixed and rigid because the person thinks that way. So then the brain has to make this very rigid chemistry that interferes with flexibility, expansion, and change in the tissues. It's a blood quality. So when you describe a person like that, oh, they're so rigid and so stiff, physically, you already know the state of consciousness. Yeah, you do. That they have certain values and they believe everything should be like this and anything else is wrong and they're constantly having opinions on everything, then that's what your brain has to chemically translate and release into the blood. Yeah, so let me let our sponsor speak to you very quickly, and I will be right back. And if you have any questions for me, let's do it. Let's do it. So I don't see a lot of you on the board. I usually have many more calls, but what are you doing? Are you all out there barbecuing? Okay. Of being outside or whatever, I go outside with you. Just take me on your phone. All you have to do, you know, I'm sitting here in a very leisurely place talking to you. So we don't have to be rigid anymore, and we can get enlightened information anywhere at any time because these shows are replayed for you also. So I'll be right back. Let my sponsor say hi to you, and then let's finish talking while you decide if you want to talk to me. Again, you can reach me at 347-215-9531. Be right back.
You are listening to the JUUL Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The JUUL Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
I'm back, and are you back? So again, call some of your friends and tell them, oh, you know, she's doing something. She's taking Q&A. Give her a call. That number is 347-215-9531. So many people are outdoors and they're grilling and barbecuing. I wonder, did they do any research on what grilling and barbecuing does to the food? See, everything we do, we need to have an understanding of what is happening, what are we creating, and then be able to accept the result. This is most important because you're going to have to deal with the result of what you do anyway. So you might as well know what you're doing up front, because maybe you'll decide, oh, you know, I really don't want to have to go through that, not for this. So you won't do it. What is that known? That's known as wisdom, okay? That's known as what we call prophylaxis, okay, preventative, okay? But when you just do things, because everybody else has did it. You know, my great-great-great-great-grandmother and triple great-great-grandfather did it, and so we just do it. Okay, well, that has reasonability, and that may be appropriate if the present moment is consistent with that kind of activity. See, so it's not just about the fact that somebody's been doing something for a very, very long period of time, but what is the result? What action, what experience do you want to partake in at the moment? And is the method that was done 2,000 years ago appropriate to allow you to have that experience? That's how you discern and decide what your behavior should be at the moment. That's the key. So going back to my original question to you, well, what do you know about grilling? What do you know about barbecuing with charcoal, etc.? Or are you using wood? Okay. Or are you using both? And what does that do? Are you cooking on gas, okay, or not? All of this makes a difference in how you are exposing your food to the kind of source for the heat that you're using to grill or barbecue. And it has a direct effect on your tissues, okay? Some of you may just be using electricity because you're in the house cooking. What effect does that have? Oh, right. Many of you don't even question this. And many of you can't get better. You can't lose weight. You're not able to release waste from your body in a regular manner because you don't know the effects of the source of heat, of fire, that you are using to cook your food. So I'll just tell you right off the top here, make it very simple. One of the most unhealthy sources for generating heat to cook upon is electricity. That electric coil, that will continuously allow your body to exhibit deficiencies continuously. And it causes the body not to eliminate harmful toxins, byproducts, and it causes the tissue to hold on to water. So many of you that are what I call water sensitive, water loving, okay, hydrophilic, you love water, the tissues in your body love water. Cooking on electricity, you're always going to have excess weight, because the source of electricity used to cook your food will not eliminate, in a balanced manner, excess water from your food. It will not do that. And even though if you leave it on the coil, the food may look like it's burning up, but also other chemical reactions are occurring in the food that even make it more toxic. So I do want you to understand that everything we do yes, we should be accountable for it until we understand the laws of nature, universal principles. And as we live those, then our behavior becomes natural, and it's naturally aligned with the order of the universe. That's why we have this big campaign going on at the university for you to learn universal principles. First of all, learn them. Then think in terms of them. Then give the body directions that this is how we behave relative to universal principles. And now everything you do will become naturally aligned with the order of the universe. Well, you won't have to think about it anymore. You'll know these things because thinking in alignment with the order of the universe allows the neurons to now emulate and actually become the mirror image in its function, just like that of the cosmos. Do you understand how awesome that is? That your brain will actually now become a little cosmic brain, and it will function just like the cosmos. So therefore, that brain of yours will be able to sense and transcribe your thoughts. That's what it really does. And it processes them into a chemical that your tissues totally understand, respond to, and then guess what? All the software programs in the tissues now are available to you upon request. Isn't that a wonderful thing? All you have to do is request the body that you want to do X, Y, and Z, because the thought of you saying, I want my body to be able to do X, Y, and Z, causes the brain to selectively process that thought from the area of itself that creates what we call the neurotransmitters that are necessary to turn on the software programs in your tissues that have those abilities. Yeah, I'm going to be quiet just for a minute because I want you to get that profound understanding. Amazing that the quality of thoughts, the type of thoughts you have, are processed by certain areas of the brain. And so, therefore, certain areas of the brain have their chemical identity. And I don't care what kind of thoughts you are thinking, if the thought can only be processed by certain areas of the brain, the neurochemistry released into your blood is only going to be of a certain quality. And that means what? That the tissues that can respond to that quality of chemistry, that as we call it frequency, are going to be the only tissues that will respond to the neurochemistry created by your brain based on the thoughts that you are holding in your mind. So when we talk about, look at my circle I'm creating here, being justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, it also means that your capacity to think without borders, without limitation, and to be able to see in full animation, full quality, and full light enhancement. That is, that what you are thinking in your mind is beautiful colors, it's radiant, you see all kinds of lights jumping off of it, etc. Enlightened living occurs because you have light thoughts, enlightened thoughts. And that means that's energy to the brain. That means that the information, the chemistry has to be charged. It's got to have high charge, and it's got to have a lot of information in it, neurochemically, based on light content. And when that's then downloaded into the bloodstream, the tissues in the body become so excited and so elated that they're able to execute your request from your brain instantly. So that's why people are able to think in an enlightened way, whether, unfortunately, most humans, they have to be stressed out and stimulated before they can think of light-enhancing thoughts that cause you to be able to execute a totally different behavior instantly that you've never, ever executed before. So we have this happen quite often. A mother who's in a car accident, the baby gets under the wheel of the car, under the car. She's able to lift up a 1,000-pound automobile and get the baby from out under the car. She never did that before. But that was an enlightened desire, 100% empowered, 100% focused and intentional. And so therefore, the brain adds all of those qualities in its translation of that thought, that command, and boom, all of a sudden this extra muscular strength comes through every muscle, and especially the muscles that she's going to have to use to execute that task. And it is executed, goal accomplished, and everybody's amazed. And how did that happen? Well, it didn't happen because she was, you know, weightlifting for 15 years before this event. She never lifted weights at all. It was the power of her enlightened thinking that was able to immediately fire off all of those software programs that were needed to participate in her executing that activity, lifting the car to get the baby out from under. So I do want you to understand that we spend a lot of time just stressing out the physical body with weightlifting and just a lot of work, just so much on the body, but very little on the mind. Okay? Most of you still are not able of having a discussion amongst yourselves as to where is your mind relative to who, how does the mind relate to the brain? How does the brain then relate to the blood? And how does the blood then relate to the body? These are all cascading events, and you should know this cascade of reactions like the back of your hand so that you can neatly address any of these particular areas of your whole total self and know where there may be a glitch in these areas as to why you're not experiencing the life that you say you want. And we've blamed everything from the drugs to the school we went to and the color of our hair and skin. You blamed everything, but you've never ever thought about the fact that maybe the quality of thoughts that I'm recycling in my brain are not the thoughts that will allow my brain to release the chemicals needed to turn on the software programs in my tissue so that I can have the experience that I want, that I can create a what? A magnetic field that will allow people, places, times, things, and events to be magnetized to me. Have you thought about that? So if you're not checking yourself out, trying to figure out, well, what is it? Am I not thinking right? Is something going on with my brain? Okay, is my blood quality raunchy? Okay, because I know in my body I have the programs already embedded. That was your agreement when you breathe life into the body. That's how you seal the contract when you activated your physical body. And I want you to listen to what I'm telling you because it doesn't matter if your body was born with some type of what they call defect, missing a foot, leg, arms, twisted, parts of arms missing, or feet, etc., malformations of parts of your body. The template for the ideal you is always held in every cell. Every cell of the body knows the ideal template for you. But in this moment, if there's parts of the ideal you that are distorted or missing, the cells still have the information on what you are ideally. So, person born missing a leg, missing an arm, the template for full legs and full arms, right and left side, is in every cell. But the reason why that did not display itself was because of states of consciousness in the mind. And so therefore, the neurochemistry made by the brain had to be consistent with the chemical translation of your thoughts. And so therefore, the cells that were to continue the development of arms or legs, etc., couldn't occur. We call that aplasia. Just didn't develop. It stopped. So, can that change? And of course it can. That's what I'm telling you. Okay, because the ideal template is always there. But if there's been a problem over lifetimes where this person has continued to harbor values and belief systems or thoughts and use them as a means of navigating their life, what is that? A belief system. Then therefore the tissues now have to conform to those mental perceptions of the self. Amazing. Okay, it's time for my sponsors to speak to you. I am taking Q&As all day this show, so call me at 347-215-9531, 347-215-9531, and we'll be right back after this message. Thank you. Be right back. Think about what I said.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay. Well, I see you all have taken a break. Are you eating now? Or you just finished your meal? Yay for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay. And I hope you didn't do what? Labor or having to create it. Okay. Allegedly, as the story goes, Labor Day is a day where you're supposed to just rest. It's a day that you don't have to work. And that is something very interesting here. Let me just speak on this a minute and I'll take your calls. I'm serious. This whole thing around labor, it seems as though humanity has gotten into this perception that for them to have anything, they got to physically labor. They got to physically labor. And that is not the real reality of how things work here on this planet. Okay. Yes, we do have to think, but then our thinking determines what the body has to do. So there's some people who think in such a way where the body never has to get involved very much in what they're doing, but they have all kind of wonderful experiences in their life. They go and play golf all day, and they have money coming into their bank accounts all day, and they have people basically wanting to invite them to speak and, you know, all kind of things, et cetera. And it's not much wear and tear on their bodies at all. And they don't really think about the fact that they're lecturing and teaching and doing, they don't think about that as work. They love it. They enjoy it. And so why aren't they working? Why aren't they, quote, laboring? And I want you to really contemplate that. They're not laboring. So why are you laboring? And normally we associate labor with people who are involved in activities, especially through their physical body, that has nothing to do with what they love. It has nothing to do with their purpose, which is why it appears to be so difficult, so hard, what you do on the day, because it is not what you agreed to do at your birth, and it's not your purpose for being here. So when you are involved in activities that you know are not your purpose, that is known as enslavement. Did you know that? Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Most people think of enslavement that, you know, you might have to have shackles on you and a rope around your neck, and they're holding you in the room or holding you in a space that, you know, for your life, you just have to do physically what is asked of you. No, most of you go willing. You go willing every day. So is the shackles and the chains on your mind? And yeah, that is true to a great extent. So each one of us literally was born. We were born to have free expression. That is to be able to move and think and involve ourselves in something that doesn't have restriction, limitation, or oppression upon you mentally, physically, and spiritually. That's called being sovereign. Yeah. And so we recognize that this is something that most people don't even think about anymore. They don't think about their natural state of being sovereign, that they can basically do what they want to do in relationship to universal laws and the order of the universe. Because we know for a fact now, I think that, you know, our lives here in the last couple of years demonstrate that anytime you think that you have to bring harm to someone else and to them in any way, especially their body, violently, that you're mentally ill. That is a mind, body, emotional body dis-ease that would do that. Because you have lost the capacity to see yourself in another. And we call that dis-ease, cognitive dissonance, that you don't see yourself in another person. How can that be? Every ant of its own kind always gravitates to itself. All the dogs know each other. The cats know each other. They have a whole different interaction unless there's an issue regarding food or a threat to their life. But other than that, they will always gravitate to their own kind. What has happened with the human species? It's a problem. Okay, so to help you regain your sense of freedom, which is necessary, you've got to free your mind. You've got to basically know thyself. We are offering a special class because we find that in you learning about your owner's manual, how your tissues work, how your brain works. You can't get it because your mind is all bound up and wound up and literally enslaved. So what does mental slavery look like? What does spiritual slavery look like? Everybody's so anchored on thinking that, you know, well, I don't have chains on my ankles and, you know, wrists, so I'm not free. Oh, but that's not true. So we're offering a course because we see that you're not accelerating well because you have this misperception of what freedom and sovereignty is. So our course that's going to be starting here on the 16th, 13-day course on creating a life of sovereignty. And we're going to be definitely reiterating this on social media. Go to our social media pages, definitely through our email, et cetera, because this is going to be a tough year for you to finish and coming into 2020 if you don't understand the importance of sovereignty, sovereign thinking, and how that has to be acquired on the mental level so that the emotions aren't bonded to or enslaved to people, places, times, things, and events, that would keep you from expanding, and then therefore the body doesn't have to get involved in these emotional perceptions of enslavement as well as from the mind. Because this course is going to teach you how to discern where you really are, what you're doing, and how to be able to free your mind. You have to have a free mind first to become a sovereign person. It's very important. So people can allege that by their family lineage, they're born into slavery. And that's only because of the mindset and the environment those people are asked to live with and think as such. But anybody at any time can free their mind, which means their entire life will change. Doesn't matter what the family line was sentenced to. You can change that. Okay, so engineer, can we take some calls right now, please?
Yes, we can. So if you have a question for Dr. Jewel Pookrum, you can hit star 1, and it will raise your hand to let us know that you have a question, and we will call the first 6 digits of your phone number. All right, and we thank you. We are so grateful for you calling in and listening faithfully to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more. So are there any questions? All right, so we have area code 310-920. Your mic is unmuted. Ask your question to Dr. Jewel Pookrum and state your name and where you're from.
Hello, Dr. Jewel, and to the engineer, Ramona, from I'm very grateful for your program today. Thank you for making yourself available on this holiday. You mentioned retarding of the aging process. Can you elaborate? A few other questions, please. Will you consider in the future a course on nutrition? Because I really appreciate your enlightenment on the information that you were so generous in sharing today.
Oh, surely. Okay. Well, I think you asked me a couple of questions, but the last thing I could hear clearly, and thank you so much for calling, is the question on A Course in Nutrition. And, of course, we are doing that. Now, we have a wonderful being. Her name is Deborah P. Haynes, that has become our culinary expert. And so she's kind of different than what people would think would be the typical criteria to be a culinary expert. What's the difference between her and someone that went to a university and took courses in nutrition and got a job and they gave them the name, okay, you're the nutritionist? In this case, this lady had health challenges, and she has a wonderful story to tell. I'll just tell a little bit about it, where, you know, she had been married for 2.5 years, and they weren't able to conceive, and so therefore they decided to begin a family, and she was told that she was going through premature menopause and that she would never be able to have children. And so, of course, she went to another doctor, and she got the same reply over and over again. And about 5 years passed, and she still had not been able to conceive. So it was so interesting, because she really focused on the fact that there must be some way, somehow, that she could begin her family, and that she was not willing to perceive herself as going through premature menopause. So she focused, you know, she calls it prayer, but prayer is very much 100% committed focus. Every day, just like when we do the Brain Balancer program, we focus every day, and she happened to get a plane ride from her home to another destination, and she was seated next to our colonic therapist. So in my largest institution, it was about 7,000 square feet. We had a full spa, so we gave colonics and massages and all those things. And so my colonic therapist, the colonic therapist for our institution, was sitting with her, And immediately they got to talking, and so she shared her condition with our therapist, and our therapist says, oh, you need to come see Dr. Fugel. So anyway, she was like, really? Somebody? So she made her appointment, and she and her husband flew in to see us. And at that time, I was looking at the quality of the blood. See, that's when I keep talking to you about the blood, because you all don't see how your blood looks when you think the way that you think. I get a chance to see that. And at that time, I used to show everybody how their blood looked on a TV screen so they could see what I could see. And when they changed their thinking, which changed their behavior, they could see their own blood change. So anyway, she followed our directives. We didn't see her as this individual who literally was aging so rapidly that she lost the use of her ovaries. We just saw her with a mineral deficiency. That's all she had. And so we treated her with minerals, et cetera. And 9 months later, she was able to have her daughter with no problems, no artificial insemination, none of that, because we balanced her diet and she balanced her brain. How about that? So anyway, she was so excited about understanding why brown rice versus white rice, and what does seaweed do? How do root vegetables work as opposed to leafy vegetables? And she went on and did her own studies and investigations, and she has written a couple of cookbooks, marvelous, marvelous cookbooks that show you how to be able to go into the natural food store and buy all the basic things that you need to stock a healthy kitchen, and then how to store them, how to prepare them, the type of cookware. She has all this in one cookbook. And so she's become our culinary expert, and she'll be available starting at the Jewel University in October. So she's our expert because she has proven to herself that knowing how to handle your food and knowing what your food does for you or what it doesn't do for you changes the quality of your blood so that you can get the results that you desire. So stay tuned to us. Remember, support at juis.education. She'll be up on the website. Mrs. Deborah Peake Haynes, our culinary expert, you'll see her flyers there. And she does lifestyle support, so she can help you specifically with your diet, help you to get your kitchen together for your diet. So stick with us. She'll have that for you. What an expert. I've worked with people, nutritionists, and they've graduated from all these different schools, et cetera, but they can't cook themselves out of any disorder. Okay, when they have some problem, the first thing they do is run and take drugs. But they're a nutritional expert? I don't think so, because the natural food for a human being is always their diet. That is your natural food. And so one thing I want to say, too, about this, okay, and thank you so much for that question, I definitely want to say this, that for those of you who have uterine problems, that you have prostate problems, Watch that fried food, because it taxes the liver, and the liver controls the prostate and the uterus. They're one and the same organ, except one has an exit system, the uterus, and the prostate doesn't. But they're the exact same tissue, basically, under the exact hormone stimulation, testosterone in men, estrogen in women, but they are both controlled by liver health. So you get gallstones, you dehydrated, your gall is basically like mud in the gallbladder, your bile, and the liver is just infiltrated with fat. Pay attention. So every time you drive up into these quick fast food places and the grease is there, I want you to think about your liver health. And it's interesting that with this prostate disorders and uterine disorders, where there are a lot of fried food, fast food restaurants and fast food chains, they have the worst liver health. Those hospitals in those areas show that they definitely have very, very high rates of liver dysfunction. And then obviously the uterus and the prostate follow. So again, thank you. Is there any more callers real quick?
If you have a question for Dr. Jewel Pulchran, please hit star 1 on your phone to let us know that you have a question, and we will call out the first 6 digits of your phone number. Are there any other questions for Dr. Jewel Pulchran? And thank you so much for calling us. Okay.
Oh, look at that.
No,
you don't have any questions at all? My goodness. I see you all on the board. You don't have any questions. You just want me to talk. You know, it's really interesting. I want to tell you about all this talking. And a lot of people, they just talk, and they're not accountable at all for the sounds, allegedly with meaning, that they're using their vocal cords to resonate, to say what they to speak what they say. And again, not knowing the owner's manual, that you have one, and then not being abreast on the owner's manual, most of you don't know where do you get the energy to be able to speak. Where's this energy coming from that causes those vocal cords to vibrate and to give direction to control the mouth and the tongue, etc., to express what you say that you're feeling or thinking? Most of you have never thought about that. What's important that you do, because the primary energy that allows you to communicate, the essence, the energy, is taken from the heart energy meridians and the small intestines. Yeah, the small intestines. Now, most of you don't know what the small intestines do. You just kind of think of intestines, and you just kind of, in your mind, just throw them all together. Okay, and then many of you eat them. They're known as chitlins and tripe and that kind of thing, okay? And, you know, they're protein, so they have their place for people who, I would hope that if you eat that, that you're using it for a protein supplement, okay? But as you know, the body can produce everything for itself, so you have to take responsibility for the fact that if those are things you eat, then why are you giving that to the body when the body can make its own? It's a question you have to ask yourself. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it is. So the point being is that that small intestine does a wonderful thing. It's magic. Why is it magic? And it's magic because it takes whatever you put into your body and it actually transforms it. It chemically absorbs after the process of digestion, starting from the mouth all the way through the stomach, the duodenum, the jejunum. Here we have the ileum, small intestines. It absorbs the actual breakdown of what you ate, and it literally reassembles it. It reassembles it into a baby red blood cell. Did you hear me? So don't slam on the brakes, okay, or fall out the chair. But yeah, what you eat is made directly into baby blood cells by your small intestines. So when you're eating a broccoli or a piece of fruit, you're drinking alcohol, you're eating chitlins, high quality meat, fabulous vegetables, all of that is being turned into baby blood cells. You didn't think of yourself having baby blood cells, did you? Yeah, you do. And the blood cells are made from the small intestines, and they have a whole little circuit that they go through. They go directly into the spleen. Oh, you don't know much about the spleen. Well, yeah, because most people don't know much about their purpose. But the spleen is responsible for making sure that those little baby blood cells can mature and that they have a purpose. And so when they go to the spleen, they mature, and they become mature by doing what? It's so cute about the blood. It gives up its identity. The baby blood cells have a nucleus, but that's considered an immature blood cell because as the blood cell matures, it has to give up its identity to become the identity of what you need it to do. It can't have its own will. The only will that a mature blood cell can have is your will. Now, see, this is the metaphysics of the blood that they're not teaching you, because when you understand that, you won't be running to these places and allowing them to usurp your blood as though you're a spigot and that, you know, you're just here to just allow your blood to just go to anybody or anything. No, and I'm not saying to you at all that you shouldn't donate blood, but you need to be aware of what you've donated. And is it in the best condition to donate? And are you in the best condition to donate? And why are you donating? This is very, very important. And so, you know, you let these institutions say, okay, well, you don't have syphilis and gonorrhea and AIDS and HPV, et cetera. We do that on your blood, and so therefore you're good to go. Give us as much as you can. I don't think so. I do not think so. So, again, the real questions, they do recognize that people who, well, no, they don't, because, you know, they used to take all the blood from the derelicts who lived in the inner cities who were giving their blood for money. So, you know, every week they could go and get $10 or so for their blood, and everybody knew that they were wine drinkers. Heavy wine and beer drinkers, and even whiskey. And they would take their blood, and it would join the blood bank. So there's a problem here with people not understanding the anatomy and physiology about how they function. But again, I want you to contemplate that everything you eat, if the body is halfway capable, is turned into your blood. So can you imagine one of those drumsticks, fried drumsticks that you're eating with all that batter and dough and grease on it, that your small intestines has the task of taking that and dissolving it and transforming that into a red blood cell. It has to go to the spleen. It matures there in the spleen, has to give up its will, so that the blood that floats through your body, it's pumped through your body, through your heart, secondarily through movement from the muscles, is totally under your will, under your will. And that's something to really think about. And so that says a lot about states of consciousness and what the body does, because every cell in your body is reinforced by new blood cells that actually then transform themselves into organ tissue. Yeah, and all of this has been proven, but it's just suppressed. It's not shared with the general public. That could be for many reasons. However, the time is now that you need to know this. And that's why at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, that's where your owner's manual for your body is located. You've got to get the owner's manual for your body to learn how to operate this. And so many people are having problems because they don't have this kind of information. And the choices that they are making in their life, to their relative to their food, the thoughts that they have, the things they inhale, okay, stuff they put on their body, what they drink, it's all being incorporated into making blood that is dysfunctional. The blood can't carry the neurotransmitters that are the chemical translation of your thoughts. They can't hold their integrity in becoming part of the community of the organs. It gets into a lot of problems. You have a lot of blood disease now because of this. So again, for you to be able to have a conversation, that information, the energy, being able to stimulate these organs that allow you to talk, comes from the heart and small intestines. And if you weaken the small intestines where it can't then transform what you eat into your blood, and it is the blood that renews all tissues, then your body dies, and it dies right in front of your face. So anemia is not something that you want. That says a lot about what's happening with the person's body. Yeah, and that comes from initially a state of thinking. So I'm going to this book here. It's called Blood and Its Third Anatomical Element. And it has so many esoteric aspects of it. He was a German scientist by Bechep, Bechamp. And he did all kind of rare research. Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, most of his research came out of New York. Mm-hmm. And he was well known for all of his work. In what year? Check this out. What year? 1908. He was one of the most well-known hematologists in 1908. Yep. Oh, I see we have new people that have joined us. Would you like to ask me a question? Okay, we have just one more. Learn from our sponsor real quick, and then I'll take the last question. Mm-hmm. But think about that. What quality of blood are you making? Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay. So, my engineer, please. Do you have any more questions?
Yes, we have area code 713-303. Please ask your question expediently before the show ends. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Greeting, Dr. Jewel.
Greetings. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. My name is Malaika. I'm calling from New Orleans. My question is...
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, my question is in regards to my daughter. She just turned 15, and last year she was diagnosed with what they call intracranial hypertension. And she also has, what they say, pituitary adenoma, a cyst on the pituitary gland. And so, of course, all of their solutions involve surgery
or
medication.
Pardon me, Malaika.
Yes?
Malaika, hold on.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences.
Bye-bye.
For Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format or suspend it on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.